Thank you. This call is now being recorded.
Okay.
Well, just after the roll call, once for the record.
Thank you,
Glenn. We've got Mike Rodenbach, Patrick Jones, Christina Rosette, Jeff Eckhouse, Jeff Newman, Olaf Nordling, and myself on the call.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. So, obviously, you don't have a very big call today, nor a very big agenda, so hopefully we'll get through pretty quick. I'd just like to cover the status updates that I mentioned in the last email and go over what Olaf and I are looking at as the schedule for this group right now. At least get that into the transcript so people can review it. I will also send out an email summary on that. Christina, please go ahead and let us know. Did the IPC survey get done last night?
It has gone online. I am waiting for the official announcement to go up on the ICANN site. As soon as that happens, I will post a link to it. excuse me, to the list, and I also plan to send an email, you know, unless you would rather do so or Olaf would rather do so, to the council list, you know, letting them know that that's available and encouraging, you know, not only the councilors but their constituency members who are trademark owners to feel free to participate.
Right. Olaf here. I think this is in process, in processing within ICANN, I think, right now. So I would suggest rather that depending on if we get it up from now onwards until tomorrow morning, Eastern Central European time, that Patrick, if you can send something to council list, I could do so from tomorrow onwards. Depending on when it is actually up on the website.
Olaf, this is Patrick. I don't know if you saw the email exchange with Kieran this morning, but we're going to have Paul Evans approve the posting.
Yeah. You're right, and that means it will probably come up within a few hours from now.
Yeah.
Okay. And if so, since that will be in the middle of sometime my night or late evening, could you take it on to follow it and notify the council and the group that it's up?
Sure.
Okay.
And Patrick and Olaf, in the hopefully unlikely event that there are wording changes that need to be made, I'm going to be out of pocket from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, but I'm otherwise available. So, you know, I'm happy to, you know, make any revisions or answer any questions or whatever needs to be dealt with in the event that there are any issues.
Okay.
Do you anticipate any problems with getting it posted?
I don't.
Okay.
But, well, I'm not on the supreme level to have posting rights.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
All right, that's fine. So, is Jason Fresh with this joint?
Great. Hey, Jason.
Hi.
Morning, or good afternoon.
So then, Christina, thanks for all the hard work on the IPC survey. Hopefully we'll get some good responses out of that. I saw your note also to the list that the UDRP provider questions have gone out. And we gave them until September 20th to respond as well.
Right, and we actually already got a response back from, oh, and I never get it right, but the Asian provider, Hong Kong. And a question that I had posed to the folks who were copied on that, which was Tim Cole and Olaf and Jonathan, were, you know, I think the group probably needs to talk about whether or not we want to make the results, the individual results of those responses public, and if we do, how we go about getting the permission to do so, because, you know, to be quite candid, it didn't occur to me that we would want to identify the individual responses, and so I didn't indicate that we would be planning to make those responses public, and I also didn't seek permission to do so. So I
right.
think that's probably
so there's
something
just worth three of them, right? There's just CTAC, NAF, and WIPO?
Correct.
Okay. Did you think from the response you got that there's sensitive information in there that they might not want public?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I don't know how these questions will be received. Some of them are very specific.
Maybe we should send them another question and ask them whether they are okay if we publicize it or whether they'd like to keep it private and
right.
Just go with their wishes.
Right. I mean, the compromise solution is to, you know, presuming that all three of them sign off, is that to make the aggregate results public, but not the individual responses.
Well, I think we can definitely do that. I mean, I think that's just implied with the information they're giving us. Do you see that there might be any benefit to using individual responses and publicizing them?
I'm thinking to this, Mary. It seems to me that the one circumstance in which it may be useful is, you know, if, for example, there's one provider that is seen, you know, that one provider's numbers or one provider's responses are kind of, you know, qualitatively different from the others. Or if, for example, you know, I have frankly no idea what market share, for lack of a better word, each of the providers has in terms of what percentage of filed complaints each is getting.
Well,
I don't have a very good sense about that.
How about as the three responses come in, you just send them with a reply saying, thank you very much. We have one follow-up question, which is whether you have any sensitivity about publicizing any of this information or whether you prefer that we only use it in aggregate form.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm happy to do that. I mean, I think there may be...
reasonable to everybody else?
Yep.
All right.
And then, okay. Sounds good. We'll just see what they say and take it from do it essentially what they want. Or if they say they don't want it public and we feel like there's a need to have it public, then we'll go back to them and try to make that case. Since there's only three of them, it shouldn't be that difficult.
All right.
The only comment there is I think any transparency we can send through. This is Jonathan. I'm sorry for... but the only I think that the transparency that we can illustrate, you know, through these findings is going to help add weight to what the relevancy is to this.
True.
So I'd suggest that we do, but of course with permission.
I think that would be the preference. On the other hand, if we do have aggregate data from the three providers and we publicize that, I'm not sure why it would really matter the breakdowns. Especially since we would have them, ICANN staff would have them anyway. But why don't we just cross that bridge when we come to it, Jonathan? Let's see what we get, and let's see if anybody tells us no. And if so, we'll see what kind of case we might want to make to persuade them to let us publish the data.
Alrighty.
Okay, and then I guess that's it for you, Christina, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, then I will jump off, and I will be back in touch once the, I guess, Patrick or Olaf, you all will send the announcement around.
Yeah,
in the meantime, I have the link to the actual poll, so, you know, that hasn't been distributed to anyone yet.
All right.
I just talked to Danny Younger. He should be on in a minute.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good week.
Thanks, Christina.
Bye.
I'll be back to you later.
Bye.
All right, Jonathan, welcome. Glad you could make it. Give any update for us on what you've been doing with polling the registrars on use of the AGP?
Regrettably, I don't have that much to report. I've gotten three responses, each of them kind of illustrating a proprietary nature to their uses, where they didn't want to distribute what it was necessarily, but they were going to be impacted should there be an elimination entirely of the AGP. I'd request, humbly request, if I could get another week to
try to get
something substantive.
Basically, you've got till September 15th at least, but ideally we'll have all of our data by then. I think some of the deadlines we set are actually September 20th. We'll talk about the schedule a little bit more at the end, but bottom line, you have at least another couple weeks.
Okay, I've been somewhat underwhelmed with the response, but I also want to note that there has been a holiday in sort of the tail end of summer, so there's probably folks who are not, you know, necessarily as active as they typically are.
Understood. And have you sent it to all of the registrars?
What I've done is pulled a question to the registrar constituency, the individual members who had participated in this group.
As a straw poll?
And okay.
And I think in the absence of a lot of response from that, I figured that would be the interested parties. I'm going
so there's, what, seven or eight registrars subscribed to the list, is that right?
I want to say it's more like 12 or 13.
Okay.
Whatever the number is, because there's multiples from individual registrars, but the I think it might be wise to send the actual poll to the, I'll send it to John Nevitt, requesting that the poll, you know, that people in the group respond to the poll.
Okay, good, thanks. Maybe send it to the entire constituency and ask for responses back in the next couple of weeks. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Sorry, Matt. Right. Younger's just joined the call.
Great. Welcome, Danny.
Thanks.
You're actually up next. Jonathan, is that it on that point? You can make that request to John, like, today?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So Paul's not on the phone, on the line. Danny, have you received the zone information from him yet?
No. And I also sent through an email to him a few days ago asking for an update. I didn't get a response yet. So there is nothing to report at my end.
Yeah, likewise. We have sent, I've sent a request to him, and so has Olaf yesterday, and we haven't had any responses either. So
I think he has been on holiday. I think he has been on holiday. Not entirely sure, but I do want to give that note. And I'm trying to raise him now to join the call as well.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty important that he gets that information, at least to Danny, because he's been holding up Danny now for several weeks after promising to give that information to him. So we're getting to the point where doing the studies, you know, we're running out of time, essentially. And I'm not sure why it's taken so long to just basically give the information over to Danny. So I'll try to call him personally as well. I'm not sure what else we can really do. Danny, I know there's other sources you could possibly tap to get the information.
Why don't we just wait till we hear from Paul and we'll see where we're at.
Do you have an estimate of how long it'll take you to do the study you're contemplating doing? It'd be nice to have the extra 3 weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to do the best we can under the circumstances, that's all.
All right. Okay, I guess we'll just leave that one at that for now.
Hey, Mike, it's Jeff here. I just have a question. What is this study that we're waiting on for the zone information on? What, can you just remind me of that or remind the group?
In fact, I've asked for sort of descriptions of those from Paul and Danny as well as to what generally they're intending to do with the data. Danny, do you want to comment on that at all?
Sure. This is pretty much in response to Bruce Tompkins' request. He suggested that we take a look at data from any given period of time and try to determine to what degree we might have potential infringement activities happening. Sort of an open-ended question, but clearly what we're looking for is in a given batch, what percentage of names are potentially type of squatting established brands?
Okay, so, and this is, I mean, because pulling down the zone file is not something proprietary that, you know, that Paul or Enom is doing. I mean, there's a million,
right.
You know, there's a lot of other sources out there, and I think that, I mean, I know that we don't personally do that, but it is not, I would say, rocket science, and I'm sure any of the registries or other people can have access to it, and I'm not even sure if that's actually going to be able to help. By doing that, we'll be able to help answer that open-ended question on, you know, and how long that analysis could take, because the zone is enormous. So I'm not sure how.
Well, the idea was to do a statistically significant sample of it. Of course, we were trying to start this about a month ago. I agree with you, though, that information is available, and obviously in many other places. So
True, and we all have to keep in mind that infringement is often a function of the use of the domain name.
Right.
So while we may look at a particular name that appears to be a typo squat, we can't definitively say that infringement has occurred. We can just point to the possibility.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know if this is just my personal opinion on this. I mean, everyone can go through it, that it might not be, might not be worth waiting for it to use this to see if it's even going to be worth it. But then again, if we do decide to make sure that we do use like actual statistically significant information on a zone file, I don't want to, throw in arrows, but some people have put forth some information about typo squatting and other things that I think might be more on the marketing side than on, just pure data.
Understood.
So
Danny's sensitive to that too. I think the goal is to do a purely statistical. Well, as purely statistical as possible. There's always going to be some sensitivity.
Of course. Now, that's all I ask.
Okay. All right. So several of us will try to follow up with Paul directly. Otherwise, I think we ought to look at maybe another way to get you that information, Danny.
All right.
Talking to some other people. Okay. Olaf, can you give us a brief update of the responses we've received so far?
Yes, there is a trickle. This is all of there is a trickle increase of the email responses to the RFI on the ICANN website. I think we're up to 13 now. So it's not advancing by leaps and bounds, but we still have almost another fortnight to go. The responses to the Big Pulse online form. Perhaps a little more impressive. We've got 35 so far there. Still, the tendency from 2 weeks ago, notably that we get text and free form text that goes by email to the ICANN website, while the Big Pulse results, they show that people that log on to that site, they primarily tick boxes and do not, even though the possibility is there, do not provide free form text. So, it seems to divide the respondents in two categories: those who like to tick boxes and those who like to come up with free form text replies.
All right.
But that's where we stand right now.
I think it would bear maybe putting into our meeting notes today, Olaf, a request that constituencies send out a reminder to their constituencies about the RFI, that it's open and will only be open until September 15th.
Okay.
I guess with everyone coming back from holidays, that just seems like it's a good idea to me to send a reminder around and try to bolster the results.
This is indeed what we call la rentrée in Europe, when people get back and the schools begin and all of that. So back from holidays, and people may not necessarily have noticed that this is up and running.
Right. Certainly, a reminder can't hurt. So, all right, thanks. The questions to verify, I apologize. I've been sitting on that for a week for no real good reason, but I finished them up, taking the comments that were posted to the list. They were very minor comments on the draft that Jeff and I had sent around, I think, a couple of weeks ago now. So those are actually in my outbox out to Chuck and Pat. As soon as I get back online, they will go. Patrick, do you have any further work CCs? Or I know you've been really good about sort of reporting that stuff as it's come in, but any comments on that right now?
I think we're going to have some new information from .pl on the results of their they've launched a domain tasting in the Polish CC, so I expect to get some information from them. I don't have anything else from the other CCs.
Yeah, Olaf and I were discussing the .pl yesterday. That sounds very interesting. Sounds like they may well have some pretty good data for us in a few weeks. So thanks for following up on that.
And on the whole, quite a bit of information from the CC community. So I'm working on a summary that I'll send to the main tasting list.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay, the other thing that I wanted to cover was the schedule, And then, of course, if anybody has anything else, we can do that. But Olaf and I sort of drafted out a schedule. It makes it seem like basically we want everyone's all the factual inputs that we can have by ideally September 15th. I think we've told at least the EBRP provider September 20th. And I think because the IPC RFI is just going out now after some strange delay, it's, we're probably going to give those people until September 25th to respond. The goal is to have a draft report, which will still have probably a lot of factual holes in it, ready for the group around September 25th. We'll then compile the RFI information and the other factual information to try to get a final draft report to the group by October 4th. And that'll give us a week to finalize it until its due date to the council on October 11th.
Right. Reading, this is Olaf again, reading the council verdict on this, I think they expect it to be shipped on the 4th for the October 11th council meeting. So I think we're running a week short here.
Oops. So, okay. That, well, let's see. Oh, that's right, September 25th, we only have 30 days. So that still gives us from September 25th to October 4th, 9-10 days.
Yes.
To finalize a report. So given that I will be unemployed at that time, I should I anticipate that I'll be able to do that.
This is Danny. A quick question for Olaf.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Big Pulse poll results, and I am not seeing the free-form responses. Is that simply because of the way that the poll results display themselves, or is it actually that there have been no free-form responses?
No, exactly. That's what I mentioned. I mean, people that respond to Big Pulse, they tick the boxes. They don't fill out the free-form text fields.
Okay.
Those who like to supply free-form text, they reply by email to ICANN. Rather interesting.
Okay, thank you, Olaf.
Okay, so any questions on the schedule? You know, I understand it's still a little bit loose, but the goal is to finish up the report by October 4th. So the sooner that we can get factual inputs, the better. And I think Olaf is working on sort of a straw man report that you will have ready, that he and I can have ready. Olaf, you think by the next call?
Yes. Call it ready. There will be, like you say, it's rather backbone, which we can we need to put a
right.
little more flesh and intestines in.
Right. Okay. One other issue that's sort of been hanging out there that we never closed the loop on was the notion of an economist doing some sort of economic survey, as was originally suggested by Kurt Pritz. Do we ever hear anything back from Kurt, Patrick, or Olaf?
This is Patrick. There is now a ICANN economist under contract. That economist has quite a bit on their schedule, so it might be worth throwing this back to Kurt for him to comment on that, on the availability of the economist.
Okay. Well, I think since we haven't really heard from Kurt in a long time, I guess we're assuming that that's not really going to happen as a part of this group's work. That's something that we should think about how we want to deal with in the report.
Maybe so. That I'm also realizing that time is flying. That may be something we would like to envisage as a second stage of the rocket, if you like.
Right. I think that is likely to be a section of the report, is, you know, basically ideas for further information that might be useful. We asked for that specifically in the RFI from people, and it's something that the people on the list and on the call should think about as well. Okay, I don't really have anything else for today, unless anybody else has any other business or comments or questions. All right. Then I'll thank everybody once more, and we'll plan to meet again next week.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.